The path to this weekend's Oscar ceremony has included a lot of backtracking. First, there was going to be a new category, Best Popular Film. Then there wasn't. There was a host, Kevin Hart, whose long-ago homophobic tweets generated a controversy, so he stepped down. Specific awards and performances were going to be cut from broadcast until they weren't. So what exactly can viewers expect from Sunday's ceremony? Well, here to discuss is NPR movie critic Bob Mondello, chuckling at his own introduction. Welcome to the studio, Bob.
It's good to be here.
So is there some reason this year's planning has been such a mess?
Yeah, there is. The Motion Picture Academy is under a lot of pressure, financial pressure, because last year's ceremony was the least viewed Oscars in history. And low ratings mean low ad revenue for the next year. And the Oscars make most of their money for the year from the Oscars ceremony. The proposed changes were all designed to make things tighter, shorter, and to encourage more people to watch. And the point, remember, is to promote movies, to make the industry look good.
So let's talk about the show part of that. The Academy has decided to go without a host. How exactly is this going to work?
Well, we hope it doesn't work the way it did last time, that they didn't have a host, which was about 30 years ago. Do you remember Rob Lowe singing to Snow White?
Starring in cartoons every night.
So many questions here.
But you said goodbye to Grumpy and Sleepy, left the dwarves behind.
This was 1989, and...
That's no excuse, but yeah, go
exactly.
On.
Exactly. That's what happened the last time that they didn't have a host. He was just one of many celebrities that they brought up on stage, and he was theoretically entertaining the audience at that point. The problem is that host monologues take at least 10 minutes usually, right? And this way they don't have to give them that. They don't have to give him something to do every 20 minutes thereafter. And it's easy enough to have the celebs just come out and announce things. The problem is that hosts have big followings, right? And originally they were thinking they would have The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, to do this. He's the highest paid, most popular actor in movies right now. But he's making movies and he didn't have time for all the prep.
I want to talk about another issue, diversity. This is often talked about, the Oscars, in terms of the nominations, things like that. Now, maybe because Roma and Black Panther are in the mix, we're not hearing about it as much this year. Does that mean that the numbers have improved?
Well, some of them have. It's not 20 white actors this year, so that's better. Spike Lee is in the mix for Best Director, as is Alfonso Cuarón, who's Hispanic. There's a foreign film director, Pavel Pavlovsky, the Polish director of Cold War. That category, though, is problematic, I think, because this has been a great year for women directors. The most powerful film I saw in 2018 was directed by a woman, Capernaum, directed by Nadine Labaki. And they're not mentioned in there at all. There are no women directors in that category. In theory, there should be lots.
Well, let's talk about some of the others then. What have been some of the best women-directed movies this year?
Well, Leave No Trace is extraordinary. It was directed by Deborah Granick. It's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's just an amazing picture. I really like The Rider by Chloe Zhao. Both of those were in my 10 best list. Destroyer by Karen Kusama. And there's a movie that got a bunch of other nominations, which is Can You Ever Forgive Me? It got an Oscar nomination for Best Actress for Melissa McCarthy, Best Supporting Actor for Richard E. Grant. Nicole Holofcener Center got a screenplay nomination, but they didn't nominate the director who pulls all that together. I mean, let's listen to a clip. You'll hear why this film is nominated.
You're friends with Julia
Steinberg.
Yeah.
She's not an agent anymore. She died.
She did? Jesus, that's young.
Maybe she didn't die. Maybe she just moved back to the suburbs. I was confused there, too. No, that's right. She got married and had twins.
Better to have died.
Indeed.
Marielle Heller is responsible for that.
So is there anything you can point to that's gone well in the run-up to the ceremony?
Well, one thing really went well, which is that the nominations this year included a bunch of big pictures, pictures that people really like. Black Panther, Star is Born, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Otherwise known as box office hits.
Box office monsters. They are just huge. They've made hundreds of millions of dollars. And in theory, they give people a rooting interest in the Oscars, and that should improve the viewership. By right, this should be a very well-viewed Oscar ceremony, despite all the hassles.
That's NPR movie critic Bob Mondello. Thanks for explaining it to us.
It's great to be here.